There's a constant subtle tussle between PR and journalists. Today we are diving into the intriguing relationship between PR professionals and journalists, often coined as Ye Rishta Kya Kehlata Hai. Hello and welcome to yet another episode of Grey Matters podcast. I am your host, Pragya Lal. Today we'll be uncovering insights from our director, Dr. Navneet Anand, who has been an experienced journalist and fondly recalls about the delightful challenges he encountered with PR professionals. Additionally, I'll be sharing Dr. Anand's recommendations for PR professionals, offering valuable advice for navigating media relations in today's digital age and thriving in an ever-evolving media landscape. Hello, sir. Aapki story ke liye ek WhatsApp reacts bhejun ek client ka. Welcome to the media relations in digital age. Our director is very fond of sharing his stories from his journalism days. As he quotes, "As a chief reporter at the Pioneer, I used to get sweetly annoyed by the lack of homework done by PR professionals. So not knowing that chief reporter is only about cities, they would walk into my cabin sharing quarterly results of corporates or asking for CEO profiling of a travel company." He often tells this, highlighting how it is critical for PR professionals to understand how newspapers work and how you should know what to say to whom. We have come a long way, yet the fundamentals of media relations remain uncoded. As Dr. Navneet Anand tells us, adding how the digital age has allowed the flexibility of speed. Dr. Anand says, "Just because you have a WhatsApp number of a journalist doesn't mean you dump any piece of shit. Let me unravel this shit for you. That is, SHIT is shabby, horrific, idiotic, and tiring content or idea." He also adds that if you wish to win favor of a journalist, get obsessed with knowledge and understand how media works. Having said that, we understand how public relations, the channel through which organizations communicate with their audience, has undergone a paradigm shift in response to the ubiquitous presence of the internet and the ascendancy of social media. It becomes pertinent in this backdrop to comprehend and construct a judicious strategy and plan for media relations. First and foremost, and who doesn't know this, it is important to familiarize ourselves with various digital platforms, such as social media, blogs, podcasts, and online publications. Understand how each platform operates and tailor your approach accordingly. Big mistake if you think ek message banao aur sab par chhapo. Second, cultivate genuine relationship with journalists, bloggers, and influencers in your industry. Engage with them on social media, share their content, and offer valuable insights. Building rapport over time can lead to more favorable coverage. Question for you. Last, apne kis patrakar ko bataya ki unki story achhi lagi? Learn to be responsive. You all know in the digital age, news spreads rapidly, and journalists work on tight deadlines. Be responsive to media inquiries, whether through email, social media, or phone calls. Provide timely and accurate information to journalists to maintain credibility. Also, padhna likhna to difficult hai. Still learn to create compelling content and work on developing high-quality content, such as press releases, blog posts, infographics, and videos that resonate with your target audience. Optimize content for search engines, SEO, to improve visibility and reach. When did you last follow a journalist on her Twitter account and leverage social media platforms to amplify your messages and connect with journalists and influencers? Remember, social media can be a good trigger to share your news and ideas for thought leadership articles and behind-the-scenes insight to engage your audience and foster dialogue. Unlike in past, jab hum ek bundle newspaper ko scan karte the, today we have the power of tracking through clicks. We must use media monitoring tools to track mentions of our brands, partners, competitors, and industry trends across various digital channels. The digital tools also give us an opportunity to analyze sentiments, engagement metrics, and audience demographics to gauge the impact of your PR efforts. One tool we often forget in our media relations endeavor is the use of multimedia resources, such as photos and infographics. Next time you send a pitch, how about sending something like this? Ek para pitch note ke saath ek photo ya infographic will do wonders. Did you ever consider providing journalists with exclusive access to interviews, events, and behind-the-scene content to incentivize coverage? Personalized pitches tailored to each journalist's interest and beat can also increase your chances of success. And this is something you get most bugged about when asked. Result kaisa hai, usko measure kaise karein? Here's a trick to address this perennial question. Use data analytics tool to measure the impact of your media relations effort. Track key performance indicators, that is KPIs, such as media mentions, website traffic, social media engagement to evaluate ROI and inform future strategies. Well, by adopting these tips, PR professionals can effectively navigate media relations in the digital age and maximize their impact in an increasingly competitive and dynamic media landscape. And while listening to this, you can add icing on the cake by asking yourself about yours and journalist's relationship. Ye rishta kya kehlata hai? According to us, it is pious, synergistic, and if done effectively, cause a win-win situation for all. That's all for today. Stay tuned for another episode of Grey Matters podcast. Till then, goodbye.